Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Jonathan Kahn back with us. Jonathan is the author of the national bestseller, The Harbinger, the ancient mystery that holds the secret of America's future. He is an internationally recognized authority on end-time prophecy, leads the Jerusalem Center Beth Israel in Wayne, New Jersey. He's president of Hope of the World and International Outreach. And Jonathan's teachings and messages are heard all around the world and are known to reveal, of course, deep mysteries of biblical truth. His latest work is called The Return of the Gods. And you didn't hold back on this one, Jonathan. Welcome back.
No, I couldn't do that. This is definitely the most explosive book I've ever written. I've written books, and people say, well, when I said that, they said, the other ones were explosive. This is definitely the most explosive.
And you sent out copies to some of the players in the book, basically, didn't you?
Yeah, the publisher, yeah, Steve Strang, yeah, they sent it out to, like, key people all really around America. It actually just came out today. It's the first time I'm on with you on the actual day. But, yeah, just before that, they sent the first copies to key people in America, yes.
Tell us about the title, The Return of the Gods.
Yeah, well, this is a mystery that lies behind everything. That is the transformation of America. What's been happening the last, say, 60 years? What has been changing our culture, changing our politics, changing the Supreme Court, changing our children? And what if behind all of this there was an ancient mystery? Goes back thousands of years. Goes back to the Bible and goes back to Mesopotamia, the tablets of the ancient Middle East. What if the gods that we call, you know, we think of them as fiction and mythology, and certainly there is that to them. But what if there is something real about these things? And what if there's actually entities? And what if they existed in some form and returned now? What would happen if they returned to America? What would happen if they returned to the modern world? This is what the Return of the Gods is revealing, and this is, you know, it even affecting things like the Supreme Court, when exactly the determining when the rulings are handed down. What if some of these entities actually manifested in America? Where's it all heading? And this affects everyone listening. I mean, affects me, affects every one of us. What do we need to know? So that's kind of the opening of it. And then, of course, the question is, you know, what are the gods?
And who are the gods?
Yeah, well, this goes back to in the scriptures. It speaks about the gods, of course, and it's a small g, you know, different from the God. But in the scriptures, in the Hebrew scriptures, it says that when the pagan nations were worshiping these gods, gives a word for them in Hebrew. The word is shedim, and the shedim actually means entity. So there's something going on behind the gods, and then the word was translated into Greek by the ancient rabbis, And the word they used was the word daimonia. We get the word actually demonic from that. And in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul, he writes, he says that when the Gentiles or the pagans are worshiping, you know, these idols, they're actually worshiping the daimonia, that which are entities, which are spirits. And so what it's saying is, I'm not saying that all the mythology of each god is real. Of course not. It's mythology. But what if there are spirits behind it? And what if they play upon these mythologies? And the thing is that you know, in the ancient world, you know, everybody worshiped gods. It was kind of a strange phenomenon. No matter where you go in the world, people were worshiping gods. And so if there were spirits behind that, and that's what the Bible says, then it means that these civilizations were given to spirits. And one of the things that I found, George, when I was looking at this, is that in virtually every culture, there is records of not only these gods, but of possession or a form of possession. The closer you got to the gods, the closer you got to possession. The priests and the ministers of these gods would get into trances, would be shaking, would be foaming, would be all the signs of possession. And it's not when the Bible speaks about possession, it's not just an individual. An entire culture could be possessed. And so what the premise is, you know, it's kind of like we're putting together a mystery. The premise, if we were around in ancient civilization, every civilization was like this. I mean, with the exception of Israel, except when Israel turned away from God, then it was just joined the rest of it. So the thing is that the question is then what happened? Because when the culture we've grown up in is very different. And what happened was that Jesus happened, and the gospel happened, and what the word of God in Israel went forth to the pagan world, went forth to the Roman Empire. The disciples went forth. So you got a clash between God and the gods, the word of God and the mythology and the spirit and the spirits. So you have this big clash. And in fact, that's why the believers were persecuted. First Christians were thrown to the lions because it was about the gods. They would not worship the gods. And in fact, Georgina, there's something called the Great Persecution, Diocletian. When he launched it, actually he launched it because of this woman called the Oracle. And mm-hmm. The Oracle is a woman who was, you know, basically possessed by this spirit she said was of the God. And she's the one who started, she said, yes, persecute the Christians. In the end, though, the gospel triumphed, or the word triumphed, and monotheism triumphed. And so what happened? The gods, or the, you know, the departed, the, you know, the temples of Zeus and Athena, they were emptied out. The gods left. But if behind the gods are spirits or entities, then what happened to them? It was the greatest casting out. In a sense, it was the mass exorcism of Western civilization. And that's why our civilization is different, because it was an exorcise. It was the spirits were cast out of it. Now, the thing is that if spirits are real, and if spirits are entities are, you know, they're a lot, in a sense, they're not just fiction, then they don't die. So what happens to them, and what if they returned?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ruled out that these gods might be extraterrestrials?
Well, I haven't. The book, you know, George, when I first, actually, what led me to the Lord, I started reading books like Eric Van Doniken, Chariot of the Gods, and all those things about the ancient thing. That's what first turned me then to look, at Nostradamus. Then I read The Late Great Planet Earth, you know, which talked about the biblical prophecies. This doesn't go into that. It's going into the spiritual part. So whatever one believes of, you know, the ancient, what was behind it, the Bible says there's a spiritual realm to it. And in fact, one of the keys to this mystery, and to see what this is, ultimately, this is going to be really explaining what is happening right now. And George, I just started doing the interviews, and one person said, this is like explaining everything and why people are saying it's going so crazy. What's going on? Well, one of the keys to unlock this is what Jesus actually gave. He gave a parable called it's about, I call it the house of spirits.
Okay.
And that is this. He says, if a spirit goes forth from a man, and it wanders into the desert, speaking about someone who's been exorcised, it says it can't find a host, it goes back, says, I'm going to go back to the man, or I'm going to go back to my house, talking about the man. Goes back to the house or the man, and it says that he finds it all empty and clean, and he says, okay, I'm going to get my other friends, and he brings seven other spirits. And what he said, and they repossess the man. And what he's saying is, and people, Christians have taken this, anybody read the Bible, well, that's about, if you're cleansed, don't go back, because it's going to be worse if you turn back after knowing God. It's going to be repossessed. But what they miss is, he says at the end, he says, so it will be with this generation. In other words, it's not just talking about possession of a person. He's talking about possession of a culture, a civilization. So if you take this now to the biggest level, or the greatest level, this is what you get, is that Western civilization was in a sense delivered, exorcised of all these spirits. But the thing is that if it ever turns back, if the West, America, the whole Western culture, if it ever turns away from God, turns back, then the spirits are going to return, and they're going to come back to repossess that culture, and they're going to come back worse than before. Or, in other words, the gods are returning. And when you look at history, one of the things I study, throughout is history, and that is when any culture that has known God turns away from God, like, for instance, Russia, the Soviet Union, what comes in is demonic. Germany, when it turns away from God, Hitler, what comes in is demonic. Before, in ancient times, before the gospel, you had Nero. But after, when post-Christian, you get Hitler's. So, and actually, this even leads to biblical prophecy about the Antichrist. So the danger now is we're talking not about Germany, we're talking about America and the West, and we are in the process of this very thing.
If these gods return, Jonathan, in what form or fashion would it happen?
Okay, well, first, they're not going to come back and say, we're coming back to repossess, and in fact, most people won't even be aware something's happening, because we're in a secular age, and so they're going to come back, in a masked form. And the thing is that, the one thing is that, the way it will happen is that if a nation, and again, or a culture like, and here in America, if we begin to open the door, we begin to kind of, you know, the parable says that basically the house, if it's emptied of God, it's not going to remain empty. And so if we start pushing God out, then that's when it's going to happen, and it's going to happen as a spirit. And what happened is, if you look at when America really started turning from God, I mean, where it's noticeable, is the early 60s. We start saying, you know, we'll take prayer out of school, we'll take the word out of school. We begin a process. And it's that, at that moment is when this begins. And the thing is, the question, of course, is also which gods or what gods. There were three primary gods in when Israel turned away from God. There were three primary gods that basically came into the culture and led ultimately to Israel's destruction. And in the book, in The Return of the Gods, I call it the Dark Trinity. And the same gods, keep in mind, America was founded after the pattern of Israel. It was, you know, by the Puritans. We were supposed to be a new Israel. If we turn away, and even Western civilization is based on that, if we turn away, then these same ones are going to come back, and it will come back. First, it will come back, very subtly, and it will be like, hey, be open. We have to be open to new things, open to new morality. And when you look at the starting with the 1960s, it's like clockwork. I mean, up to the present day, starting with the first of the Dark Trinity.
Now tell us about the possessor.
Okay. The very first guy, when you look at the Bible and you look at what about these of these gods that came in, the first one is called, people don't know it as that, but the possessor is what his name really means. And this one, he was known, his name in Hebrew was Baal, or Baal. And this is always the first one's mentioned. It was this one. It's kind of like, this is the spirit that says, I'm going to bring back the others. Well, this was the kind of anti-god. When Israel started turning away, he was the chief god of the Canaanite pantheon. He was the alternate god. He was the substitute god. He's the god of saying, turn away from God, basically. And he began to, the spirit of Baal begins to drive out the god from the public square, from the culture, from the children, from everything. And so if we open the door, this is the first part, and this is going to be what the spirit's going to do is come back to repossess the West, repossess America. Now remember, these are pagan gods, these pagan spirits.
And there was a group, by the way, Jonathan, a few years ago that wanted to erect a statue in commemoration of Baal.
That's exactly right. Well, it was two things. I mean, there's two things. One was the Arch of Baal, which was erected in New York City. I was actually there, George. When they had this big ceremony, they had a sheet, they unveiled it, they played Middle Eastern music. The gate that led people to worship this god Baal, and they had the we recorded it. The deputy mayor of New York was there praising this whole thing. This is actually a dark thing. This is actually a sign of a nation that is going to be possessed by these things. And remember, his name means possessor. And so you have pagan gods, and they're coming back to a quote Judeo-Christian nation. Well, what they're going to do? The mission of Baal or this spirit is to turn a Christian nation into a pagan one, to paganize its morality, paganize its worldview, all those things. And some of the signs that, this was happening is that, what happened in ancient Israel is you'll start seeing God driven out of everything, driven out not just the schools, driven out of the public square, driven out of government, driven out of entertainment, driven out of everything. Well, we've been watching that happen one step after the next.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. from Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.